recurring dreams, dreams that are repeating over and over and
right,
over, like,
over and over,
like Groundhog Day.
They're always extremely important. They turn out to be really valuable, and it's like the dreams are trying to really get our attention about something. And there's an interesting, also a recent example that I can tell you really quick.
This
man came to me with a recurring dream that was really upsetting him, and again, he called it like a nightmare. And it was basically that he was in his mid-40s, and he would see himself in the dream, but he would be like 90-something and barely able to move, and wake up just really upset and thinking, oh my gosh, am I having some aging disease, or what's happening? So I asked him, well, if you're the man in the dream, what is your life like? And he said, well, it's all over. There's nothing left for me to do. I said, okay, now if you just think of your life, what comes up when you think of how you just said that? See, so I'm putting in the dream in the context of his life. And he said, oh my God, that's what I keep telling myself. I'm too old to do this. I can't do that. I'm too old to whatever, you know. And so he was a certain way of thinking about his life. He was prematurely, he was killing himself. He was killing his potential. He was aging. He was already living the life of the 90-year-old by telling himself that he couldn't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dream is trying to get him out of it by shocking him. And the recurring dream, then they're really important often.
How long does that, does a recurring dream ever stop?
Yeah, it does. For instance, like that dream stopped immediately.
It did. Okay,
yeah.
So once they come to some understanding.
When the understanding comes through, and sometimes people will intuit it, and they stop, or they start to modify. So when you start to get the meaning of a recurring dream, and it really clicks, most of the time it stops completely. And if it doesn't, it'll maybe really morph into something very different.
I have had one recurring dream in my life. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
And I've mentioned it about a year ago on this program, but I'll talk about it again.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, John, I went for the first 2 years of my college life, I went to school. And then at the age of 19, I got a job with ABC Television in Detroit. And in order for me to keep that job and fulfill my promise to my father, and that was to get my degree in 4 years, I had to switch all my credits, which were like 16 a semester. And that's a lot, if you remember.
Yeah,
I switched 16 credit hours to night. And then I worked during the daytime at this television station. So I would come into work at 8 o'clock in the morning, work until 4 or 5, and then from 5:30 on until about 10:30, I would get my 16 credit hours, you know, for the semester. And I did that for 2 years. I got my degree in 4 years as I fulfilled my promise to my dad, and my broadcast career kept going up, 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 and I went into different arenas. I was a news director and went to Detroit, St. Louis, Minneapolis, and I was very fortunate to be working with a lot of good people who taught me a lot of great things. Somewhere along the line, and it must have been about 25 years ago, I started dreaming these horrible recurring dreams. I wouldn't call them nightmares. We'll get into that in a second. But
okay. These
horrible recurring dreams where I needed 128 credit hours to graduate. Okay? I woke up every night, with 127 credit hours in my head. And I was panicked, John. I mean, absolutely panicked,
really?
That I screwed up, that I missed a credit hour, that I didn't get my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, after so many years of this happening, and I would probably have this happen to me 10 times a year for maybe 10 years.
And this was after you were out of school?
After I was done, after I was graduated. Finally, I began to think, you got your degree, you did it in 4 years, you convinced yourself you could do it, and you didn't let, and it was very important to me not to let my father down. I mean, it was just one of those things with me.
Sure.
And I convinced myself that I didn't let him down by doing what I did, and that I got my degree. I mean, it was so bad, I used to keep my college diploma by the edge of my bed and look at it when I woke up. After I started to realize that I fulfilled my commitment, I stopped having the dream, and I have never had it since. And this was a dream I would have 10 times a year. It's been gone now, and I haven't had it for the last 10 years.
And so it stopped when you had the realization that you fulfilled your commitment to your father?
Yep.
Well, that obviously must have had something to do really with the meaning of the dream. Then.
It had to.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't
have stopped.
Well, watch tonight when I go to bed. It'll be the first thing I dream about. But no, I haven't. I haven't had that dream yet.
Mm-hmm.
That
is really interesting.
Now, 10 times in a year, would you consider that a lot for a recurring dream?
That's ample for a recurring dream, yeah. People have very different experiences with them. Sometimes they start up and they'll have several recurring dreams a week, but most of the time they don't. They have, I would say that's a fair amount of dreams, usually two or three times a year or something.
Now, how does someone then deal with the recurring dream to finally decide, as I did, and I think I stumbled into it, but how do they decide that that's what this dream is all about, recognize it, and then it stops? How do they do that?
Well, what they have to do is actually work with understanding the meaning of the dream. So they would want to explore whatever's in the dream. Like in your dream, you would want to explore the different images in it, including the credit hours. Like if you're those credit hours, you have a job. You know, you're doing something for and to George. You know, and you would come up with it, and when you had hit on it, it would stop, and so a lot of people, like, over and over again, you think and think about it, and you are mulling it over, and what is this meaning and stuff, and it's all connected, and what your father wanted you to do, and so you worked it out, and many people do that, but if you start having it, if you start working with it right away, you can probably solve it a lot quickly.
I mean, can somebody solve it on their own? I mean, I think I just lucked into it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, no, you can definitely solve it on your own, and that's the whole thing that I'm trying to do in the book. We don't need fancy theories or complicated psychological techniques to understand dreams. And what you basically have to do is just learn how to ask the right questions of the images, and the dream starts speaking to us. The dream will speak for itself.